Hi, welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. I'm your host, Kate Raft, and guess what? Celebs are doing stuff, and I'm going to tell you about that stuff. Today's topics: William Shatner is getting divorced after 18 years of marriage, Lizzo claps back at the haters who didn't like seeing her butt at the Lakers game, Cardi B dressed like a high fashion swamp witch for her court appearance, Nick Cannon and Eminem's feud hits a fever pitch, Kris Jenner is giving everyone Botox SponCon for Christmas, and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are ready to get married, but might not be able to because she's too Catholic. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. William Shatner's marriage is boldly going where many Hollywood marriages have gone before, into divorce, the final frontier. William Shatner is getting divorced for the fourth time in his life. Pretty soon, his life as a married man will have more reboots than Star Trek. The 88-year-old Star Trek actor is officially splitting from his wife of 18 years, Elizabeth Shatner. According to TMZ, they listed their separation date as February 1st of this year. I guess this divorce is supposed to be a pretty open and shut thing for them. A source spoke to TMZ and said, quote, "The Shatners are still negotiating the financial terms, but one thing won't be an issue: spousal support. We're told per the terms of the prenup, neither party will receive any support from the other," end quote. William and Elizabeth, who got married in 2001, have no kids, unless, of course, you count their 2014 six-episode reality show called The Shatner Project, which aired on HGTV. It involves the couple documenting their home renovation project. And I actually think I'm going to try to find this show. It's got to be online somewhere. I just watched the trailer, and it looks extremely good. Like, they have four refrigerators. Four! Can you even imagine? At one point, he chops down a wall and says, "Here's Billy," like he's in The Shining. And that's good TV, okay? Anyway, I'm sure Billy won't stay single for long. Sure, he may be 88 years old, but he's also insanely rich. His net worth is like $100 million. And he just remodeled his house in 2014, so like, he's got that going for him. Regardless of who gets custody of their HGTV home renovation show, I do wish the Shatners the best. Live long and prosper, just not together. It's official, everyone. Lizzo has clapped back.
Attention, everyone.
Oh, we've got a clap back.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we have a clap back because Lizzo has clapped back at the haters who dragged her online after her thong-clad courtside twerk sesh at the LA Lakers versus Minnesota Timberwolves game on Sunday night. If you missed this important moment in sports history, the Laker girls were performing a number to Lizzo's song Juice during the game, and Lizzo stood up to reveal, honestly, this amazing outfit. I'm going to describe it for you. It's basically like a cutout black shirt, except the cutout is strategically placed around her entire butt, so you can see her butt. Like, the shirt was like someone took a big bite out of the butt part, which I love. I think all shirts should legally be required to be that way. Anyway, Lizzo wore this amazing outfit, and under the part that was revealed, you could see her thong, and she was also wearing some fishnets. Anyway, she got up and started dancing, and the crowd went wild. It was like, it's honestly a great stunt. It's a great fashion moment. And also, it's way more entertaining than basketball. So I don't have any complaints. Honestly, to me, showing your butt is athleticism at its finest. Anyway, apparently some people got mad about this. And now Lizzo has officially clapped back to those haters in a front-facing camera video. The singer has said, quote, "Who I am and the essence of me and the things that I choose to do as a grown-ass woman can inspire you to do the same. You don't have to be like me. You need to be like you. And never, ever let somebody stop you or shame you from being yourself. Like, this is who I've always been. Now everyone's looking at it, and your criticism can just remain your criticism. Your criticism has no effect on me. Negative criticism has no stake in my life, no control over my life, over my emotions. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm surrounded by love, And I just want to spread that love and also spread these cheeks. And you know what? If you really, really don't like my
beep,
you can kiss it, because kissing it makes it go away. I promise. End quote. Honestly, Lizzo, this is great. This is the perfect way to respond to this. And I stand with you, and I stand with your butt. I'm team Lizzo's butt, okay? And if you don't like that, then guess what? I'm going to clap back to ya. So watch out. Okay, so I know technically podcasts are an auditory medium, but right now I'm going to paint you a picture as best as I can with my words, all right? So close your eyes, except if you're driving, maybe don't close your eyes. Yeah, so if you're not driving, your eyes are closed and you're listening very carefully to what I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to put you into a time and place, all right? Okay, here we are. You're in a courtroom in Queens. You're serving on the jury, maybe, and you look at the door and it swings open and in walks Cardi B. On her head, she's wearing an enormous black fuzzy hat. Like, the only way I can describe it is like, if a Kentucky Derby hat was held captive by the creature from the Black Lagoon. Next, your eyes move down to Cardi's outfit. She's wearing black slacks. That's normal. A white dress shirt. Very normal. A black tie. Sure. It's almost like she's kind of dressed like a waiter at a nice restaurant. But wait, what's that thing on her shoulders? What's draping over her? Well, it's an enormous feathered coat. And does it stop at the floor? No, it drapes way past her feet for about a good three or four feet. It's extremely long. And the sleeves are long too. You can't even see her hands. Okay, that's the end of the word picture. Did you get that? Did you understand that? Did you picture it with your ear eyes? Great, because that is actually what Cardi B wore to court yesterday. She is facing felony assault charges for an altercation that allegedly took place at the Angels strip club in Queens last year. Vulture summarized the allegations, saying, quote, two Angel bartenders, Sarah Jade Watley and Rachel Watley, had accused Cardi B of assault and of ordering her entourage to attack them. The rapper was charged and arrested in October 2018. Earlier this year, Cardi pleaded not guilty to two felony counts and several lesser counts, including harassment, reckless endangerment, and conspiracy for a purported incident. Cardi's husband, Offset, is rumored to have cheated on her with Jade, who is currently dating Tekashi 6ix9ine. End quote. Listen, what Cardi B is accused of and what she's going to court for is pretty dark stuff, but regardless of whether she's innocent or guilty, she is serving looks, okay? And hey, maybe that's intentional. Personally, I do think her lawyers made her dress like this. Like, I'm imagining her legal team at a table being like, Cardi B, you have to dress like a demonic Big Bird who just clocked out of his job at the Cheesecake Factory, and now you're on your way to a Jeremy Scott show at Paris Fashion Week. In my headcanon, her legal team carefully crafted this look over the course of the past few months, all right? And you know what? If I'm right, and that's true, then she needs to give her lawyers a raise, because she's killing it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Did you wake up this morning in a cold sweat, heart racing, wondering desperately if Eminem and Nick Cannon are still in a feud? Well, I've got an answer for you, my friend. And that answer is yes. Apparently, Eminem and Nick Cannon have been feuding since 2002 because Eminem, I guess, said that he hooked up with Mariah Carey, which Mariah denies ever happening. Eminem has been dissing Mariah in his songs for a hot minute. And Nick Cannon, as you all know, was married to Mariah Carey from 2008 to 2016. They have two kids together, Moroccan Scott Cannon and Monroe Cannon. Anyway, in 2009, Eminem escalated the feud by sniping at the couple in a song called Bagpipes from Baghdad. So basically, this feud has been going on forever. Eminem brought it back to life on December 5th when he joined the Fat Joe and Dre song Lord Above. Eminem rapped, quote, "I know me and Mariah didn't end on a high note, but that other dude's whipped. That pussy's got him neutered. Tried to tell him this chick's a nut job before he got his jewels clipped. Almost got my caboose kicked. Fool, quit. You not gonna do shit. Let me chop my balls off too before I lose to you, Nick." End quote. So Nick Cannon responded to this diss on December 7th of this year by posting a photo of Fat Joe's album collaborators on IG. Eminem is in the pic, except his face is censored with a white old man emoji, which is honestly extremely funny. In the caption, Nick wrote, quote, "At Fat Joe album is star-studded. He even did some charity work and dug at Eminem out his grave. I mean cave." End quote. He also called Eminem Grandpa Marshall in the caption. Then, if calling Eminem Grandpa Marshall wasn't enough of a diss, Nick Cannon released his own diss track on December 9th. It's called The Invitation and it features Suge Knight. Jezebel summed the song up by saying, quote, "Cannon takes a few jabs at Eminem," referencing Eminem's past drug use and his daughter Haley, end quote. It's also worth noting that in the song, Nick accuses Haley of not being Eminem's biological daughter. And if you thought the feud ended there, you're gonna have to think again, because it does continue. After that all happened, Eminem fired off some tweets and called Nick a clown emoji and added, "I demand an apology, Nicholas." Then for fun, 50 Cent joined in on the feud, posting on his Instagram, quote, "I don't understand to save my life why someone would pick a fight with M. He's a different kind of animal," end quote. Anyway, now there's another diss track by Nick Cannon. It's called Pray For Him and it features Black Squad. This time Nick's rapping about how Eminem has Botox and saying Eminem is, quote, like the new white supremacist, end quote. Listen, I don't know if I've been living under a rock or what, but I just found out about this feud today. And guess what? It's already aged me 5 years. I'm gonna need some of Eminem's Botox. Sometimes in the celebrity world, a piece of advertising or sponsored content will get treated like it's actual news. And when I say sometimes, I do mean all the time. And this time it's happening with Kris Jenner and Botox. I'm seeing all these headlines today about how Kris Jenner is giving everyone in her family Botox for Christmas. More specifically and bizarrely, she's, I guess, giving away Botox gift cards. Botox Cosmetic, which is the name of the brand, has partnered up with Kris Jenner, and now she's doing all these sponsored interviews about the product where she talks about giving Botox gift cards to her friends and family. While shilling for the injectable company, she told People.com that her holiday shopping was a one-stop shop, and she added, quote, "And who doesn't love Botox? For me, it's been really great. If you're responsible and you talk to your doctor, I think it works. It's something that I've been using for a long time," end quote. Wow, Kris Jenner, you use Botox? Huh, you don't say. Wow. The ad campaign is really funny. It features the catchphrase, "Gift like a boss," with Kris Jenner posing on a bunch of giant purple gift boxes while wearing a white pantsuit. This whole thing is so ridiculous and weird. Capitalist hashtag girl boss culture has really reached a wild stage when you've got Kris Jenner posing in her all-white pantsuit with Botox gift cards. I mean, gift like a boss, right? You know, what a catchphrase. That being said, Kris, Botox is expensive, so if you wanted to throw a couple gift cards my way, I would not be mad about it. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are apparently ready to get married, but allegedly can't because Gwen is way too Catholic. Right now, People Magazine has Gwen and Blake on the cover smiling, and the text reads, "Ready to wed." And apparently, you guessed it, they're ready to wed. But according to a source who spoke to People, quote, "Blake was very serious about Gwen right from the start, and early on he thought about proposing," end quote. So you're probably wondering, what's the big holdup? Well, it has something to do with Catholicism. People explained, saying, quote, "The Roman Catholic Church does not allow remarriage after divorce unless the earlier marriage is annulled, which can be a lengthy process. And the Stefani Insider confirms a church ceremony isn't possible currently. Stefani, 50, was previously wed to Bush frontman Gavin Rossdale, 54, for 13 years before the pair split in 2015. End quote. I thought Gwen Stefani used to be like a cool kind of punk adjacent girl. Like, is she really that dedicated to getting married in a church? And of all churches, a Catholic church? What about like a nice vineyard? What about, I don't know, what about the Santa Barbara Zoo? My friend got married there and it was gorgeous. And I bet they wouldn't have some weird antiquated specific rule that would keep you from getting married there. So just like hit me up, I'll send you their email. Wow, wow, wow. We did it, everyone. We did another episode of Celeb News Ride Home, and I thank you so much for listening. I've been Kate Raft. If you want, you can follow me. I'm at Kate Raft on everything. It's easy. I'd like to thank Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. And hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you free for just like, I don't know, like 15 minutes? Because if so, you should tune back in. We're going to have an all-new episode of Celeb News Ride Home. And you know what? If you need me before then, you can come find me. I'm going to be on the streets of Calabasas trying to hunt down a $100 Botox gift card from Kris Jenner. All right, that's it. Bye.